A couple of days ago, I was thinking about an injury that I had a year ago. My leg still isn't quite right, and it got me to feeling a little bit vulnerable. And I realized, you know, a lot of us in the United States are kind of sitting ducks. With an obesity epidemic on the rise, and people can't carry themselves or really take care of themselves in a physical way, that got me really thinking. I think some of us could be in a little bit of trouble.
Welcome to the Dust Your Mud podcast. My name is Rich.
And I'm Shelley.
I spent 25 years in the United States Air Force as a fighter pilot and strategist. In 2021, I retired and we moved to the Ozarks and started a regenerative farm. And we also started this podcast where we talk about food, freedom, and farming. And today, we're going to focus on freedom and really the physical aspects that might potentially lead to or at least assist in freedom.
So for 25 years, you were required to be fit, weren't you?
It's funny because that's been in the news lately,
hadn't
right?
It though?
The Secretary of Defense, you know, just stood up and said, no fat generals, no fat admirals, right? So there's the reason I laugh is because, yes, but there's been a lot of talk and a lot of assertions in the past, you know, 4 to 5 years that we've been here farming, that the standards have gotten even lower. And the Secretary of Defense is concerned with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the short answer is yes, absolutely. I was required to be fit to some level, to some standard. Mm-hmm. I think my Marine brethren would say that us in the Air Force were not fit at all.
I'm sure you're right. That's what they would say.
I feel like we were pretty fit.
you met the requirements.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And the point is there were requirements.
Yes.
And those in the military, when they're active duty, have requirements to some degree. But us in the civilian world, we don't have a requirement hanging over our head. There's no accountability that says to us, hey, you have to be able to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So it just takes personal discipline, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, rather than that, you know, the Secretary of what the Department of War isn't telling me, hey, Shelley, you're fat. You need to be more fit so that you can fight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, like there, it's just harder.
Yeah, it's a negative reinforcement, right? You're doing something so that something doesn't happen, right? We're staying fit so that we don't get kicked out, we don't get punished, we don't get bad marks on a report.
Right. Well, and the fact is 70% of Americans are either overweight or obese. That is the statistic.
Right.
So 70% are not fit to do basic physical activity in life that life requires, just normal, you know, because we have surrounded ourselves by comfort. Comfort has been strived for in this country, and we don't even have to get up. We can order a meal, we can have our groceries delivered, watch a movie, talk to the world on social media, all from the comfort of our couch. We never have to get off of our couch in order to make that happen.
Right.
Vacuum the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we've really reached that point where, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Right? But that is a very scary situation because we've put ourselves into a level of vulnerability. Look, the vulnerable in the wild, if you are sick, if you are small, if you are weak, if you are slow.
Or old.
You're the most vulnerable in the wild to whatever your predator is. Hmm. And we humans become vulnerable to our environment as well when we are also in that situation. But that's not something that we're generally presented with. We don't have the negative thing hanging over our head right. all the time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, most people can't do a pull-up. You know? Yeah. I probably couldn't do one. I used to be able to do them, but I probably couldn't do one now. I don't know. I haven't tried.
Yeah.
They can't carry their own body weight or carry the body weight of someone else that's even lighter than them that might be in need.
Yeah.
Right? For in this country, our fitness has typically been vanity, you know?
Or athletics, right?
Oh, yeah, so athletics.
You're either an mm-hmm. athlete and thus you stay fit, mm-hmm. or you're concerned with your appearance and thus you stay fit. And I know there are outliers, I'm not saying that, but like for the most part, it is I'm competing or I'm concerned with how I look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But whenever we stop being athletes, because you and I were both athletes, you stop being an athlete or you get up in age to where you're like, look, I'm not playing
football anymore.
Right. I'm not, and I'm not getting back in that dress. Mm. I don't even want to get back in that dress.
Yeah.
So your whole entire mentality, it is around, I'm good. But I'm good and not paid attention to can lead to 35 pounds overweight, atrophied muscles, your entire body gets weak over time, and what you used to be able to do that your brain still thinks you can do, you can't. I'm as good once as I ever was, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What got you thinking about it this week was I don't know, did you see me like chasing a chicken or running after the sheep or something? Was that what made you start thinking?
I was trying to scoot to do something.
Like
go quickly. And I realized, okay, I can kind of jog. I can kind of go quickly, but I can't just run. I can't run. Like I've got to, let's just say it was something on the farm and I needed to be able to run away or run to something. It hit me. I can't do that.
If you don't know, Shelly like completely tore her knee out last year, like leg sideways kind of torn out, like one of those gruesome football injuries that they blur out because it looks too bad. It was one of those deals, ended up in surgery and is still recovering.
Yeah. And my knee is okay, you know, but my leg still isn't as strong as it used to be. And I'll feel it shake sometimes, you know, when I'm lifting something up or squatting, trying to squat down and do something, and squatting is really hard, but it's been over a year and it's still a struggle because of the atrophied muscle. That's like the main reason, is because so much muscle is atrophied. And because your legs are the most important structure in your body as far as strength is concerned to be able to do stuff, like it really makes it's made everything else sort of get weaker and weaker over time as well. And I used to be in the gym all the time, you know, like you think you're just going to keep your muscle.
Yeah.
But you don't. And my leg atrophied so quickly, we were all surprised. Like it was weeks and my muscle was just kind of withering away.
It went away fast.
Yeah. And then after a year of, I did PT and yes, it's okay. But I just realized, man, I could be that person or that, you know, in a challenging situation or a survival situation, I'm the weak member. And it hits you and you're like, oh no. What, I got to change this, you know? It hit me hard. I'm like, I got to change this. And it made me think about other people, other women especially, who are, you know, in their early 50s, still feeling pretty darn good, but hitting menopause, you know, muscles going away. Maybe we don't work out like we used to because we're kind of over it. You know, I don't care what. Look, we've been married for 33 years. You know, I don't really need to, you know, kind of other ladies that way too. I'm not trying to catch a guy, you know, or anything. Right. And so it's not about the vanity of it. It's just about, well, being able to scoot and run and do and pick something up. My kid, if she's hurt, she's 13, she weighs 130 pounds. What if it's just she and I here and she needs help?
Right.
And I don't have the capabilities of throwing her onto my back and getting her to help out here in the middle of the country.
Right.
You know, where before I think in my mind I can, you know, I really think I can, but then I try to do stuff and I'll be lifting buckets and I do it, but I'll be struggling sort of and thinking, you know, I thought I was stronger than this, you know, in my mind, I'm stronger than this.
Yeah.
I really, really am. You know,
I do. Yeah. We came upon a wreck one time. We were driving through Montgomery on a trip, and right in downtown Montgomery, right in front of us, this like a SUV minivan crossover kind of thing.
It was a Cherokee.
Was it a Cherokee?
Mm-hmm. It was a new Cherokee.
I didn't remember what it was. Like right in front of us, ran off the road, through the ditch, flipped like this.
Multiple times,
landed on its side, and like we stopped and both of us just ran.
Jumped out and just ran. Like through the ditch, across the field. It was kind of treacherous even, you know, like down the hill, up the hill and over to where they were through the high grass. And of course, we didn't know what we were rolling up on. Everybody actually climbed out of the vehicle and they were okay. It was a miracle. But before we knew that, our instinct was to run and help these people, run to them. Yeah. There's smoke going everywhere because all the airbags blew out. And he jumps up on top of the thing because the door, it's on its side. So he's got to open the door, which are heavy, by the way, whenever you're fighting gravity and it won't stay open. And stand there and hold that door open so that that family could climb out of that vehicle.
Yeah.
If you were overweight and out of shape and unable to hold that door up or climb up onto the vehicle like that to help them.
So it's not just
right,
you know, running away from the bear. Like I don't have to be faster than the bear. I just have to be faster than you.
Yeah, you are. That's my worry. You know, that's kind of my worry. Not that I can't outrun you, but just that. Yeah, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be in the back of the pack. You know.
Yeah.
Ever. You know, we often talk about food. In a couple of podcasts ago, recent podcasts, we talked about being ketogenic, eating a keto diet, getting off the carbs, so that in the event of a survival situation, say, look, we saw the grocery store shelves empty in 2020. Mm-hmm. It can happen.
Oh, yeah. Quick.
Or you get a blizzard come through and you don't have power for 2 weeks. We've seen these things happen. The point is, we talk about keto and that diet, you're not going to be as hungry. You're not going to need to eat as many times a day. You're going to go into survival mode. Like your body's already prepared, right?
It's already there.
Right. Well, guess what? We don't usually talk about fitness, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. We say diet is king.
Exercise is queen.
Simply because for all of these years, we've been taught that you have to exercise in order to lose weight.
You have to run off that Twinkie.
Run off, yeah. But the fact is, you cannot run off a bad diet.
Right.
You can't. But we were told that we could. And when people go to the gym, you go to the gym and you run on the treadmill and you do all the workouts and all of the, you know, stepping and jumping and all of that. And
But typically it's related to what you ate, right?
Yeah. Like,
I know, man, I got to run for 5 more minutes to take care of that donut.
And that's just not how it works at all.
Yeah.
Our bodies, they just don't, it just don't work like that.
Yeah, that's so, that's the trap of a calorie is a calorie. And we've talked about that a lot. And we don't need to rehash it. But like the point being is that you've often heard us talk about diet, but never really heard us talk about exercise. And we also think that fitness is important. And not for I need to go run a marathon, or not for modeling for my GQ cover.
Right. Although I guess probably at 52, you'd be fine.
They haven't called.
Oh. We'll get a hold of them. Anyway, fitness is important, but it isn't important for what we've been told that it's important for. It is important so that you can get off of the ground when you fall down.
Yeah. Real life things.
Right. So what are some functional fitness things that people should consider in their daily life?
Honestly, get off of the ground. Being able to get up. And can you get up with something in one of your hands?
Ooh, that's hard. Yeah.
Like you're on the floor, you have something in a hand. Can you get up?
Mm-hmm.
Can you pick up your child, grandchild, great-grandchild?
Squat down, pick them up. Can you lift your suitcase, your carry-on that weighs 25 or 30 pounds? Can you put that in the overhead bin? At an older age, you want to be able to do that. You don't want to need to ask for help because you might still want to be traveling when you're 80.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But one of the keys is our legs. Our legs, having leg strength, doing squats, air squats. Bend down, stand up. Bend down, stand up. It's really easy. You can do it with nothing. You just do air squats. Sit down in the chair, stand up out of the chair. Sit down in the chair, stand up out of the chair. Do that 25 times.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Core strength, planks,
Yeah.
To gain or maintain core strength is very important. You know, my dad recently fell off of a ladder.
Out of the height of a tree, because he was working up
on the top of a ladder, fell all the way to the ground.
73 tomorrow.
Yeah. Stood up, was like, ugh.
Got up.
He's fit.
He is fit.
He's strong. He's maintained muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was able.
He keeps very, very active.
Very active.
Mm-hmm.
And not by going to the gym.
Nope.
Just by working. Like he's constantly active.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was a testament to that's what you can do when you maintain your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Not like vanity, he's still playing football, just the
right.
He's still active. He still has muscle. His body is able to absorb without just, all of his bones breaking.
Yeah. Your entire structure held together by a muscle mass.
Right.
Is going to, man, I fell through the floor when we were working on that house,
In Maryland.
In Maryland. Yeah. I broke a couple of ribs. Yeah. I cracked a couple of ribs, really. And, well, they were broke. But that was a hard fall.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was in the gym. Like, I was super fit. And the way that I fell, I think one leg was, sticking out, and one leg was in, and my body was half in. And that, it broke some ribs, but it didn't, crush me.
Right.
It didn't rip me in two,
right,
kind of thing. So things are going to happen in your life, and you want to be able to overcome them.
Yeah.
Physical things.
Yeah. For us on the farm, it's almost impossible not to do physical activity.
That's true. You walk out the door.
We're constantly picking up at least twice a day, 5-gallon buckets that are full of either water or feed.
Yeah.
You know, so they're they're anywhere from 25 to close to 50 pounds.
Well, you mentioned that grip strength.
Yeah.
Grip strength is like your grip. They can base how long you're going to live on your grip strength.
Wow.
Your longevity. That is a key to longevity. So if you shake somebody's hand and it's like soft, not good grip strength. Like how hard can you grip? What can you hold on to?
Yeah.
Is a key to your, honestly, lifespan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, for us, it's like, it's basically a requirement to have, you know, that physical activity, that constant stuff. This morning I chased 4 chickens and a lamb that were all out, you know, just sprinting, basically running after these animals to get them back in the pen where they need to be.
Right. See, I'm not doing that. Not yet. Nope. He'll be out there just chasing chickens and I'll be like, they can just stay right there because I can't. And I don't want to risk further injury.
Yeah. But what we're doing is more like what our great grandparents or their grandparents, you know, like that has been the way of life really forever, is the agrarian, you know, the farmer lifestyle.
Functional.
Right? Functional.
Very functional.
But
yeah.
Like you work every day because you have to eat. You know, like there's this tie between physical activity and providing for yourself as far as food is concerned. You know, you're in the garden, you're bending over, you're picking, you're planting, you're weeding, you're lifting the harvest, you're canning, and you're picking up the pots full of water. And I mean, like there was always this. You're picking up feed, you're picking up animals, you harvest a pig, you pick up the butchered pig. I mean, like there's always, we have always had this, I mean, keep going back. You're pulling a bow and arrow, you're pulling a bow to shoot an arrow, you're running after an animal, you're climbing a tree. I mean, like it's like historically we have
been very ancestral.
Yeah. Activity is normal. Mm-hmm. I think is what I'm getting at. The place that we're at now where comfort is normal is an abnormal state of being.
Oh, that was a good way to put it.
So I think our bodies are now, as a result, in an abnormal state of being. Right? Mm-hmm. Like fitness is more of a normal state for our bodies, because that's like, for thousands of years, that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm. And this is new. Our bodies don't even know what to do.
Right.
That's why all this medication is required. That's why there's so much hospitalization and so many medications being doled out by doctors. Because, I mean, seriously, our bodies are responding to the environment that we've given it, but it's not meant to be in that environment.
Yeah.
But okay, but you're living in the suburbs, right?
Yep.
You don't have a farm. You're in your 70s or your 60s or your 50s or heck fire in your 20s and you live in base housing.
Right.
With kids.
Yeah.
What can you do? You know, what are some of the, well, yes, go to the gym, but you know, gym, you do not have to go to the gym. You don't. You can make your body strong at your house with the things that you have using your own body.
I used to do Michaela push-ups.
Yes, you did. Yeah. She would get on his back. And she, as a toddler, she would get on his back and he would do push-ups. Yeah, and that was cute. So you do not, well, I can't afford to go to the gym and I don't have time to, you know, you probably have time. I will stretch my legs and do a mini workout, like while I'm getting dressed to go farm. Mm-hmm. And just those minutes. We all have minutes that we can find to stand up, sit down.
Stretching is huge.
Yeah, stretching. Oh, flexibility is very important. Yeah. But we, our culture has taught us that we have to go to a building, we have to join a membership, we have to pay the money because that's where accountability comes in. It gives you something, right? But then people just wind up wasting it. They don't go to the thing. But if we could just say in our minds, man, I don't want to be the last in the herd. I really need to be stronger, or I really need to be a little faster. I really need to be more flexible so I can bend down and pick something up if I need to. If we could tap into that sort of primal fear, if you will, and use that to motivate us, then perhaps, well, we can just get stronger at home. You know, if you're sitting there in the suburbs, get on your phone and find yourself an app that is a home workout app that uses a chair.
Oh, yeah, they exist.
Exactly. And do it 30 minutes while you're watching your show. Watch your shows and work out while you're doing it. While you're sitting in your recliner, do isometrics. I was laying in the bed last night and we use a weighted blanket and I was like, it's kind of strapped down my leg and I'm just like lifting my leg. Isometric, causing my quad to tense up. There are lots of time in our lives where we're sitting in a position or laying in a position to where we could still activate our muscles.
Yeah. I'm telling you, everybody, when you say workout, everybody goes to treadmill at a gym.
Yeah, no, don't get on a treadmill. I hate treadmills. But I mean, I use them.
That's just like the
mentality. I know.
I gotta work out.
I ain't doing that.
You know, I think most people go to the treadmill at the gym or, you know, the big weight bench, bench press, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? When we get up in age, a lot of times we're not overweight. We actually lose weight. We get smaller as we get older. And the thing there is we become more frail.
Yeah.
And frailty is just as bad, because if you take that fall and you're frail, you can't get up. You're easier to break. You don't have the muscle mass to absorb that fall to help catch you. So you're going to fall funky and you're not going to be able to run if you need to. So there's a total life fitness thing that I'm kind of thinking about for as I'm hitting menopause, as I'm getting older, I've gone through an injury. Okay, wait a minute. What do I want to be like when I'm 75? What do I want to be like when I'm 80? I want to be able to do with my grandkids whatever they're doing.
Right.
If they want to go ice skating, I want to go ice skating.
Right.
Yes, at 80. You know? If they're, my knee may or may not be able to do that, but you get the point. Whatever they're doing, I want to be able to do. Not limited by the fact that I didn't use my body for the last 30 years.
Yeah. And we also often talk about sustainability and how important that is for us. And the fitness is key.
Yes.
Like, it's not just do you have food that can reproduce itself from a sustainability perspective, but you also have to be able to get out there and do the work. Like, it used to be, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
Like, in a situation, if you're worried about sustainability, your mentality should also go back to, if you don't work, you don't eat. Right? Like, because that's, if you're worried about sustainability, something has happened.
Yeah.
Right? And if something has happened, you've got to be able to work. Physical work.
If all heck hits the fan and you have to become more self-reliant because nobody's going to come and save you.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I think fitness is one that's not, it's just not often talked about.
So
at the Homestead Conference.
Yeah.
Who was it that was talking about fitness? Oh, nobody.
Oh. I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, that would be a really great topic.
Right.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We went to a concert a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We went and saw Alabama. It was really fun. We went to Branson. And it was at amphitheater outside. We're sitting down on the floor section. So we had to go all the way down into the bottom. Cool. When it was time to leave, we could not hardly get out of there. And it wasn't because there were so many people. It wasn't sold out because it was a reschedule. There were a lot of people, but it wasn't like packed. Mm-mm. But as we were leaving, we had to walk up out of that amphitheater, and multiple groups of people could not make it up the stairs in like one fell swoop. They couldn't just keep going. They kept having to pull over to the side and breathe because they couldn't make it up the stairs. So we were being held up. We would just have to stop and wait or go around or whatever. And here I am with like a knee that like it works, but it's, and I'm passing these people and they literally couldn't make it up the stairs.
Which means that in a situation like we're in the Ozarks, you can't make it much past your house.
Yeah, because we live in hills.
There's no place flat here on our property.
Yeah. So it was really sad. It was really sad to see. I mean, just regular old American people.
Yeah.
You know.
But it also, like, you just think about it, and it's like, I don't know what happens there. Like, again, if you're in a situation where you're trying to be self-reliant, self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Like, that means something has happened. Something has gone wrong.
Yeah.
And if that's your physical condition, man, that takes an already bad situation and just amplifies it, right? Yeah. Like it may not make it impossible, but boy, does it make it harder.
Yeah. Look, first of all, we're not perfect. And second of all, we're not being judgmental towards the situation. No. We're in concern for the situation. We want people to be fit, healthy, so that whatever occasion arises in your personal life, that you can rise to the occasion. Hmm. Whether it's running to a situation or running from a situation.
Yeah.
You want to be able to do both. Hmm. Now, obviously, people get into, you know, like, my body's not going to do that anymore. And that, you know, yes. But if you have gotten to where you are through lack of care, like a give a crud, then it's time to start caring. It's time for us to start caring. It's time for me to start caring and get myself out there and make my legs stronger so that I can run when I need to run.
I still don't have to outrun the bear.
I'm just not going to go with you.
Then I have to outrun the bear.
That's right. Just stay on the side by side. Oh, anyway, look, we just care about people, and we want nothing more than for everyone to live their best lives. And the world is crazy. We don't know what's coming in terms of the economics, in terms of this country just seems like it's a little bit upside down, inside out, whatever right now. And just prepare yourself, prepare your body, prepare your mind, prepare in every way, in your finances, prepare in every way that you can. And an easy thing that you can do is get stronger.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for hanging out with us again today. And until next time, bye y'all.
Bye.